Hello and welcome to your deep yogic sleep meditation experience. I invite you first to take a huge breath in, sigh it out, and then let your mission in this moment be to make yourself as comfortable as possible. Tend to all the external cues and internal cues. As you lay yourself down gently, tucking yourself in fully, supporting yourself with pillows, blankets, bolsters, rolled towels, cozy socks, covering for your eyes, anything and everything that you may need today to find a greater sense of ease and well-being within your body, within your mind, your soul, your spirit, within your heart. Our journey, our practice today is one to support you in finding that deep state of healing rest. And it's in that deep state of rest where your consciousness is able to open up to energies, to experiences that are far more deep and vast than the human day-to-day seeing eyes can see. So, in preparation for this depth and for this sacred journey today, take a quick or slow scan. I like that more. Take a slow scan of your body, just observing any areas that are communicating to you. If there's any areas that feel tense or tight, any pockets of energy in your body that feel in flow or spacious or held with ease, there's no right or wrong. We don't always just have to seek out the quote unquote bad or uncomfortable, right? A slow scan, a general surveying, if you will, to notice yourself, to welcome all parts of yourself right here, lying as you are, where you are, however you are. Tend to your body, this outer shell of the body. Are you warm enough? Are your coverings covering or tucked just so? Do you need to remove any jewelry or adjust a hair elastic? Take off a piece of clothing, add something into your nest. Make sure you feel symmetrical, supported, finding that just right feeling for today. A slow surveying scan. Notice what wants to be tended to, what is being communicated. And could you tend to those little or large cues now? Take your time. And from the outer shell of the body now, could you bring your awareness to the breath? Simply be the witness of how the breath moves from outside of your being. Then it goes in, through, and out. Ooh, I like this. Be the witness of this natural progression of breath moving from outside, inside, through, and back out. This flow, this process of natural breath being a conduit and your connection to the outside world, a bridge between your outer world and your inner world. That flow of breath in, through, and out. Breath moving from the outside to the inside, through and back out. A connection to the outside world and a tool in your exploration of the inside world. And as you use your natural breath to slowly scan, to survey your inside world, while you're here, bring your attention to the space of your mind. And just notice as if you were watching the weather. So the general atmosphere of your mental body. Notice any thoughts that are lingering, creeping around. Any plans, any to-do lists. Anything from before this practice or outside of this practice. And as you witness thought, this mental landscape, witness it start to dissolve slowly but surely into a space of subtle spaciousness. Mind powering down. It does not have to turn off completely. Release any pressure on yourself. A subtle, organic powering down. And this happens as you notice, as you connect to thoughts. Then they slow down. We try to disconnect from thought. Guess what? You got it. They speed up. The art of surrender here. Now bring your attention down to your throat and clear your throat. Ahem, ahem, I won't do that to you into the microphone. Clear your throat right now. Now take a big gulp, an audible swallow. Are you doing it? Come on. Clear your throat. Then a big gulp. Now lick your lips. Yep, I just did it. Lick your lips. Now allow energy, breath, to flow through the throat from the outside, inside, through, then back out, clearing away any blocks to your ability to receive and communicate with your expanded highest potential, highest self. Clear any blocks in the throat. Now bring your attention down to the space of your heart. Just allow the breath to move now in, through, and back out of the heart. Just pretending that every breath began here and every breath returns here, this home of the heart. Breathing here. And as you allow breath and your attention to wrap around the space of the heart, just take notice of any lingering emotions, energy in motion, right? Are there any lingering emotions, energy in motion throughout your body? and as if you were watching waves on an infinite turquoise ocean. Notice the quality, the size, the pace, the feel of your emotional waves. And then just settle yourself on the shore, the lapping shore of your heart. Just witnessing waves, allowing any movement to be there. Witnessing your waves without being caught in them. Just observing. Now journey with your attention down to the space of your stomach and see if you can settle yourself, your awareness, in the bottom curve of your stomach. Just allowing breath to drop into this deep, low belly space. And as breath drops into, revisits this deep, low space, just allowing for the potential, the potency of digestion to arrive. We know that we digest food and what we drink. However, here in this space, we digest far more than food and drink. All the people we cross paths with, all the information we take in, the experiences, the conversations, the energy comes through here, in, through, and hopefully out. Feeling your low belly. Notice what's here as you rest in this deep digestive space. Resting here, we then open to digest the full experience and the full potential of this time, our time together. Breathe into your low belly. Now, from the space of the stomach, draw a line, a connection right back up to the space of your heart. And from your heart, draw a line, a connection straight back up to the space of your throat. From the space of your throat, draw a connection straight back up to the space of your mind and your brain. Again, align all the way up to the upper dome of your crown. And here, in this connective and connected space, belly, heart, throat, mind, and crown, arrive at your intention for this experience today. Your Sankalpa, a deep vow to yourself. Perhaps a seed that you're planting, and perhaps you're new to this word, Sankalpa, or maybe you're uncertain of your intention today. So I'll invite a simple phrase, an optional Sankalpa, if it resonates, of course, letting your heart be your guide, your compass. I am my highest self. I am my highest self. Breathe in your intention. I am my highest self. or whatever statement you are choosing for today. Holding it within the capacity of your nervous system, your heart, your entire structure, the vision, the power, the potential, the potency of your highest self. Repeating your Sankalpa 3 times. And it is from here that we begin the journey of Yoga Nidra together. Imagine your body draped in the most luxurious golden silk. This fabric seems endless, draping all parts of your body and wrapping around you, creating the most opulent, serene, incredible cocoon. This golden silk drapes along your curves, it forms to fit your contours, and it holds you in opulence. As you luxuriate within the folds of this silk fabric, it begins to almost mold on your body. As it does, it takes on this luminescent quality. So look upon your body, feel your body wrapped in this silk, this luminescent essence. And a very subtle glow begins to arise on that point where your skin and this silky golden fabric come together. Laying here, you begin to drop into a state of awareness that allows you to observe the exact way that this silk fabric and its sweet feel touches upon your skin. Time almost slows down as you notice the way that it touches upon your fingers, feeling the silk upon your thumbs and each of the 5 fingers on both hands. You can even notice the silky feeling on your fingernails, the palm, the outer shell of your hands deep into the knuckles, almost feeling the coolness of this silky fabric upon the bones of your fingers. And this luxurious feeling carries up into the wrist, the forearm, the elbows, the upper arms, shoulders, and armpit. This silky feeling drapes over the collarbone, all the way down each rib on both sides. The luxurious luminescent silk grazes over your chest, your belly, into the dips and edges and curves of your hips, the curves of your outer thigh, down the outer legs over the knees, lower legs. The luxurious silk sensation passes through your feet, your heels, the soles, into each of your toes. This soothing, silky fabric touches upon the backs of your legs, behind the knee, the backs of your thighs, the glutes, sensing this sweet, silky fabric moving up through the curve of your low back, middle back, upper back, through the shoulder blades, that cool feeling of sweet silk, into the curve of your neck, and up through your sensitive skull, up to the crown. The edges of this soft, cool fabric graze upon the scalp, the hairline, and into your ear. This luminescent, mystical energy pulls through your face, feeling its potency upon your eyes and eyebrows, down the bridge of your nose, upon your cheeks, your lips, your jaw, and your chin. The soft, silky, cool fabric dances upon your neck, and it holds your heart in a beautiful space of softness, luxury, and comfort. Feeling its smooth quality ribbon through your ribs, down into your belly, all the way down into your pelvis, your pubis, down the front of your thighs, the caps of your knees. Silky smooth energy flows down the shins, the tops of your feet, touching the tips of your toes. Your body wrapped in luxury with this sweet, soft, luminescent silk from the toe tips, up the legs, through the hips, from hips to the belly, into ribs and chest, the shoulders, down the arms to the fingertips, then back up, arms, shoulders, collarbones, then wrapping through the neck, around your head, gently covering your face. This infinite silk, holding you like a cocoon in grace, in ease, in well-being. This silk cocoon beckons you to relax and rest in its soft embrace. And you notice your whole body here, whole body in easeful comfort and grace. Feel your whole body wrapped in this luminous, luxurious silk. Here in its soft embrace, it's almost as if the barrier of outer world and inner world dissolves, and you yourself are that silk, the silky outer contours of your body taking on this vibrant, luminescent, glowing quality. gold silk dissolves into your outer skin shell, and you yourself, you glow now with the opulence, the luxury, the purity of the silk. Notice yourself breathe, breathing with great ease, no force, no control, no holding, just a smooth, natural breath in and out. Your only task is to observe it, to ride it, to welcome its flow. Where one breath goes, another begins and another transitions. The ceaseless flow of breath from the outside, in, through, and back out. And as you track your breath, as you follow its flow, notice yourself in flow. These ripples within your being, these smooth waves lapping against the shore, from the outside, in, through, and back out. Your breath and you in flow, allowing any tension to rise to the surface, to be observed now. Just noticing tension, and in the ripples and waves of silky breath, any tension can subside, any tension can release. Notice yourself release, cycle by cycle, tension arises to be noticed. The silky flow of breath meets it and guides it to release. Notice yourself in the process of release. Any tension, any hardness, any weight that exists comes up and out. Allow it to arise to the surface to be noticed. Silky breath meeting it. And then softness arrives. You are wrapped in the sweet embrace of this silky fabric and the flow of your sweet breath. Any areas of your spirit that have been closed, any heaviness or hardness in the heart, tension in the mind, is given now full permission to be seen and then to soften and release. Release to open into this divine potential. Now feel this golden glow within and around you begin to buzz, to pulse this golden glow within and without, vibrating. And this aura, this light, expands outward about 7-8 feet beyond the outer layer of your physical body. So everything surrounding you in the room that you are in is cast aglow. And anything that doesn't belong in your space, that doesn't serve or represent your most expanded, highest, luxurious self, is revealed, is brought to the surface. It becomes known what no longer belongs. Any energies that no longer align with your most highest, expanded self are immediately cleared. An arena of golden protection surrounding you, keeping all that does not serve you out. No longer welcome here, no longer needed. All the heavy, the hard, the tense, released with grace. Now witness yourself in your golden, glowing, luminescent form, rising up from your physical body. This light body, this spiritual version of you, begins to lift up and away from your physical body lying on the earth. And it hovers now just above you. This light version of you hovers, looking down upon your physical body, bestowing upon you with its gaze a deep and profound sense of appreciation, gratitude of the physical strength, endurance, and capabilities of your physical form. It looks down and reminds you that you are safe here, and it will return to you. It just has something to show you now. So with your full embodied permission, you commit to follow this light body, this spiritual version of you, your highest self, on its journey to revealing. Leaving your physical body safely here, you, your mind, and your heart journey with this light body, with this spirit, through a golden doorway. And as this light body, this soul, begins to journey through this curious doorway, you follow. You step into a world that has in and of itself a buzzing quality, a world that feels aglow and vibrating, a world that brings a deep inner smile to the space of your heart. Just stepping into it now. And on the other side of this doorway, this soul self, this light body, meet a new physical form, a version of you that looks exactly like you. From all outer views, it is you. And when your spirit, your light body, steps into this new twin physical form, this version of you, this body, comes to life. This version of you comes alive and animated. Your spirit, your heart, and your mind become one with this version, this you. And as you now look out into the world as this embodiment, you feel this newfound confidence. You feel a power unlike anything you have ever felt before. You observe, you feel how the collarbones on your chest widen, exposing an open heart. You notice the strength of your shoulders opening your powerful lungs. You feel into this expanded, open, digesting belly, ready to digest the power of the world. And you feel the feet of this being, grounded and steady, connected without a doubt to this moment on earth. And here you stand in your full, expanded, luxurious, opulent, glowing self. You notice the power you feel coursing through your veins, the strength you feel in your bones. You commit your mind to noticing every detail, every moment of this embodiment, committing to memory this strength, endurance, resilience, courage, this power, this confidence, this knowing. This, dear one, is home. This space is who you truly are. Every single cell feels it. Every single cell knows it. Your left hand slides upon your heart, the right on top of the left, and a smile arises from your heart through your throat and upon your lips. I am my highest self. I am my most expanded self. I am home. And into every moment with an affirmative yes, you will bring all that is meant for you. And as you lift your gaze and look out at the world, you see it all. You see everything you've ever dreamed of right here in front of you in the field of infinite possibility. Feel how you walk towards these desires. What do you notice? What is here? What objects do you see that fulfill your highest, most excited, most steady self? What plant life do you see? Are there flowers, trees, animals, pets? What about others? Who is here? Is there a great love, a family, a community, your tribe? Gather all of these compassionate humans here to support you, to honor you, to be here with you. Everything living, everything present is cheering for you, celebrating you. You are here. This is who you are. Take a slow scan of your environment again. Notice what you see. Your eyes landing on objects, hobbies, projects, animals, plants, people, landscapes. And there's one thing that sticks out most in your mind. This one thing is your parting glance of this world that you're creating. This one thing is your beacon, your memory, your touchstone. Should you ever veer off or veer far from this knowing, this thing will arrive to remind you of this space, this limitless potential. What are your eyes looking at? What do you see? You allow your seeing eyes to soften, and you connect with that one thing inside of your heart. Lying once again, your hand on your heart, the other on top of it, you find that inner smile that carries up your throat onto your lips. I've got you. I remember. I am my highest self. I am my most expanded self. You turn towards the golden doorway that brought you into this incredible world. Behind you, standing everything, everyone, every animal, every being, fully supporting you. As you walk back through that golden doorway, you return to your resting space and you lie down in your luxurious, royal, silky resting place, merging with body, merging with ease into the present moment, into the present being that you are. Any disconnection dissolves as you lie here, embodied as your highest, most expanded self, aglow with the knowing that you are home, savoring this moment, wrapped in luxurious silk. You take this time to breathe, to soften, and to release. You are embodied. You are home here. Start to deepen the breath, either using your powerful imagination or physically, you can slide your left hand onto your heart, the right hand on top of the left, and witness the flow of the heart-centered breath from the outside, in, through, and back out. Breathing into the heart, cultivating the healing force of gratitude, allowing a smile to awaken in your heart. Feel that smile, that gratitude lift like a rising cloud into your throat, and then arrive with grace onto your lips, hearing within your mind, I am my highest self. Recalling in your heart your reminder, what do you see in the moments that you forget? I remember. I am my highest self. I am my highest self. I am my highest self. And you can allow the breath to get a little bit deeper while still remaining sweet and soft. Feel the corners of your eyes meeting that smile from your lips, and however you choose to awaken from the practice, just let it be easy and intuitive, choosing to remain here in stillness and silky sweetness until it feels just right to find any movement. Perhaps eventually in your own time, you can gently roll over, reconnecting to this grounded earth that holds you and gives you so much. Lying here to embody your opulence, your light, your prosperity, your power, your potential, and let that embodied, soft, silky power lead you forward into a continuously expanded self. May you always remember who you are. With hands at heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, sweet friend.